Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Wednesday, but it is my Friday, as we are going best of the next couple of days. Enjoy the holiday weekend. 4th of July, celebrating the independence of the United States of America as a country. What's going on? Why? What? I think this is hilarious. We've taken this thing to a whole new level. We have people trying to figure out, is he on a plane? Is he in a car? Is he in a hotel? Never in my life that everything going up at the city of Chicago would athletes be treated like this and everyone just hanging on to figure out what they're going to do. Absolutely positively incredible. Corey Goff, she about to win her second match at Wimbledon. We will see. Chandler Parsons has been traded. Yes, I'm going to clown this. Yes, big time, I'm going to clown this. Anyway, welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. This is my Friday. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights, 4991 South Alma School. Get in there and let them know PLR sent you. It will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. A couple restrictions apply. Please do check it out. You can become a club member. Get a lock of the backs up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Sit down, relax, smoke the stick, and watch one of the many televisions they have. There is always sports on. So you will always enjoy yourself. Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, now serving beer and wine. Get on in there and check them out. Thank you for joining us here on The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. All calls made via the Carrie Lackey Law Line. Telephone number 917-889-7828. Do have a caller on hold. Thank you for holding. This is PLR.
Good afternoon, Paul, and happy 4th.
The same to you, my friend.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe, Parsons just had to go. Well, now he's Atlanta's problem. I mean, because he really hasn't done much of anything. He's often injured and whatnot, so I think that's a smart move right there.
Well, they're moving this contract, and they're taking back so here's the fun deal. They're basically just trading bologna sandwiches. So Atlanta gets Parsons with the 1 year, $25 million deal. So that way, if they have to move someone to get, move a big contract, now they only have one piece to move instead of trying to figure out what they're going to do with Plumlee and Hill. And the flip side is now Memphis has two smaller pieces because they know they're not going to be making any big trades. And if they have to buy someone out or free up some cash, it's a lot easier to get rid of $12 million, $13 million than it is to get rid of a big $25 million. And I said I'm going to clown Chandler a little bit and not him per se in terms of his abilities, because when he was healthy, Chandler Parsons was really a good player. He just got hurt and stayed hurt. And I remember joking how he picked up his paycheck on the 15 and the first with the ski mask, because at a certain point you're stealing money, and not that he's doing it intentionally. He just wasn't right. His body let him down. And there's a lot of really good athletes and, average athletes, whatever you want to say, that they were good, but their bodies just didn't let them really do a lot.
Yeah.
And, when you even say great athletes, look at Terrell Davis. And I always say this, people say, well, what's so special? Everyone was running for 1,000 yards behind that line. Yeah, but he was running for 2,000. Dude was special. His body just wouldn't hold up. It just, his DNA wouldn't allow him to play.
That could be a problem.
Yep, so happens to a lot, but I think this is Chandler Parsons' last go-around. But I tell you what, Lou, if I could tell you I'm going to leave my last go-around with a $25 million payday in my wallet, I think I did something right somewhere.
Yeah. I would say you're right. Well, we had an end of an era last night. I mean, the Yankees' home run streak finally ended. 31 games in a row with a home run. And
crazy, huh?
Yeah, because you know, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday or not, but we had another month of home run derby.
You know what? We talked after you, you know, after your call in yesterday, Ed Smith, and like I said, we talked about. I do.
You're breaking up.
You know. Demographic, the numbers are the numbers. And.
Yeah.
Baseball's audience, and I'm 50, mind you, so is primarily the people that watch baseball are over the age of 45, and then
right.
The next largest demographic in that market are 45-year-old men, white males. You can't keep marketing to that age group because that age group is going to go away in 20 years. And I'm not trying to mark the death of everyone over 45, but you only have so much longer to do that age group. And we watch baseball because we watch baseball. We like baseball. We remember, you know, the Reggie Jacksons and the you know, Dale Murphys and all those guys. We remember them. We love watching them play.
Yeah.
But today's baseball, Lou, it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch someone get on base and then wait till someone hits a home run.
Yeah.
That's not enjoyable baseball.
No.
You know, I know launch angles and analytics is happening to a lot of sports, and I think it's actually hurting instead of helping, because that whole 1998 chicks dig the long ball thing and the steroids and all that, and Sosa and McGuire going for it and Bonds following up right behind it, that was almost fun. But you know what we lost sight of in that is, a lot of those guys are big guys hitting home runs and launch angles. We have leadoff.
Yeah.
We have the shift put on guys hitting in the sixth and seventh hole, and they won't even bunt. And I think we remember, whether we like them or not, we remember the St. Louis Cardinals with Vince Coleman and Tommy Herr and Ozzie Smith and those guys. And we remember them getting the ball in play and running and on the move and getting around bases, and it may be a 3-2 game, but at least the ball was in play and it was moving. Because what did you used to hear all the time as a Yankee fan? I know I heard it as a White Sox fan and with my dad who was a Cubs fan. You get two strikes on someone, what did they say? Oh, he's going to choke up on the bat a little bit, make sure he gets the ball in play now. Now we have guys, counts 0-2, and the swings are just as big because they don't care. They consider an out and out. Analytics say a bunt could be a wasted out. It's hard to watch. So
a bunt is a wasted out.
A bunt is a wasted out because if you bunt the ball and you bunt someone over to second, you now have an out with the runner at second. Whereas if you're swinging away and with a launch angle you get a home run, now you have a home run and you have two runs on. So everyone is just waiting to hit these two-run shots.
Yeah.
It's last week before the D-backs left, they played the Dodgers. And, or was it the Giants? I forget. All these games run together in my mind. I think it was the Dodgers, though. And in the first inning, first man got on, stole second, got to move in the third, moved him over, scored a run, let up a big inning, they end up scoring 4 runs. And I remember in the press conference after saying to Torey Lovullo, you guys came out aggressive. And by coming in, he said, yeah, we had a rookie pitcher, so we wanted to jump all over him. And it's like, why do they wait for situations, not just the Diamondbacks, I'm not picking on the team that I cover, but why do you pick those situations? Come out aggressive. Come out moving. Come out trying to get something jump-started. Let's get on. Let's wait for the home run. The Yankees have they have firepower. They're going to score runs. They're going to hit homers. But do you remember back in the day where your third baseman was your home run hitter? You had two outfielders.
Yes.
One was a home run hitter. One could hit home runs, and one was your speed guy, kind of like a Kenny Lofton out in Cleveland. Now everyone's a home run hitter. I don't know, Lou. It's just not the same for me.
Yeah, the game has changed, not for the better.
But we'll watch because we watch. That's what we do. We watch baseball.
Right.
We're not going to stop watching baseball. But if you're 20 years old and I flip on the game and you're trying to watch baseball and guy sitting on first just waiting for a home run, doesn't happen. Next inning, don't come up. Guy sitting on first waiting for a home run, nothing happens. You're not going to stick around and watch that.
Yeah. And I'm only a year younger than you are.
Yeah, so it's tough.
So we are
it's
the
tough.
Same generation.
Yes. And it's such a great game. It's such a great game. And now Rob Manfred is such a tool for saying this and doing this. And I would tell him if I saw him that I think he's so wrong for this. You're telling me that you're going to invoke that every pitcher starting next season, more than likely, like a 90% chance, a pitcher has to stick around for 3 batters, but you can't put netting up all the way down the foul pole line for safety. Okay. What's more important?
Yeah, whatever happened, the player's safety should be more important. Everybody's safety.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hate this 3-batter thing. I really do.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense, Lou. Again, I know you remember watching games. You wait till the guy's announced, and then a manager comes back out, switches up on you. Or you wait till that pitcher gets announced, comes back out, switches up on you. That's strategy. But analytics say that's not good for the game. I don't get it. And people that do analytics, I know they all say that I'm a hater, but maybe I am. I think analytics are ways that guys did not know how to do the sport or how to play the sport, any sport, can figure out a way to be relevant in a sport. And
I don't say you're a hater.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that analytics don't help sports. I'm not saying that. But we're getting to the point where the Mets general manager is letting the manager know, we got to get this pitcher out of here because analytics say that he shouldn't throw more than 85 pitches today based on the last 5 starts. You know what? Go get Sandy Koufax if he's batting around the third time. Go get him out of the game. And we have all this medical stuff that says, you know, players fly on private jets and stay in the best hotels. They do all this stuff. No one, analytics don't want to go back and say, hey, 15-year-olds shouldn't be throwing curveballs.
Yeah.
You know, why can't pitchers, how could pitchers who used to smoke cigarettes pitch forever, get 300 victories, and now we can't, anything over 200 is a life accomplishment because pitchers break down and are having Tommy John at the age of 24.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Makes no sense. Well,
nope. No, it doesn't.
So what plans do you have for the 4th, my friend?
My brother's having a barbecue.
There you go. There you go. You got to watch Nathan's hot dog eating contest tomorrow?
No.
No. I said it every
year. Since when do they consider gluttony a sport?
You know what, Lou? In all honesty, I say it every year. I'm absolutely not watching this crap. And you know what I end up doing every year?
Watching that crap.
Every year.
I might have guessed.
They're not gonna reel me in. I'm not gonna watch this. And then it starts, and I'm like, I'm gonna turn this. And then they get about 15 hot dogs in. I'm like, all right, I gotta see.
The password is indigestion.
What do you feel like the next day?
Dead.
I mean, like, how long does it take you to get your body right again? And just to give you a quick update real quick, Corey Goff, the young lady that beat Venus Williams, is serving for the match now. And I'm going to mess this name up, even though I hear it, heard them say it 1,000 times. She's about to beat Rybar Tikova.
Yeah. I mean, is it too early to compare to, say, like a young Chris Evert or Jennifer Capriati?
You know what, though? The United States does a great job with young American women's tennis players.
Yes,
they do.
The men, no.
They do. No. Do a crappy job at it. And it's really kind of sad that it's like that. But there are no up-and-coming young men tennis players right now.
No.
But the women, they get it right. And just as we're saying that, the 15-year-old has moved on again.
Do it again. I think I might keep my eye on this kid.
We're going to have to. You know what? Actually, I've covered a lot of stuff. I even covered the tennis tournament out in Palm Springs. But one year, I definitely want to come out and cover the U.S. Open. I definitely want to get on that plane and cross the pond and cover Wimbledon. Those are my two covers.
Cross the pond? I'm out of the country.
No, Wimbledon, over in England.
Oh. Well, first, the U.S. Open, so...
Right. Yeah, I want to do the U.S. Open, and then also want to get on that plane and go over the pond and cover Wimbledon. Those are the two. I have no desire to cover the Australian Open. And if I ever get to do Roland Garros, cool. But Wimbledon and the U.S. Open are my two that
no
I
French?
Really just want to cover. If I do, I do. I'm not a big clay... See, I'm not the biggest clay court fan just because I think it's so specialized.
I get your point there.
So, but yeah. Well, my friend, I'm going to have to jump on you. I do appreciate you calling. I hope you have a great 4th. Don't forget, we're best of the next 2 days. I'm getting into this 4-day weekend.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
Go
I know. I just
dogs.
Wanted to get in before the weekend came, you know.
Hey, I appreciate it. Like I said, go Nathan's, go hot dogs.
Oh, bring the Pepto. You need it.
All right, buddy. Great
Thanks,
talking
Paul.
To you. Be safe this weekend. All right, buddy. Always good to catch up with Lou, good friend of the program. Like I said, the Choir Watch number 4 is up. Before I jump into that, let's get a couple bills paid.
The Law Office of Carrie Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Carrie Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So I really want to get into this real quick before we get out for the long weekend. What are the chances? And I love how everyone is giving the Lakers the title already. If they have Kawhi and LeBron and AD, and they've already signed Dudley, and they've already signed Troy Daniels, two guys that are very adequate at hitting shots, it makes you stop and think, who else will fill out the roster? Well, you know, they'll probably bring back the Rajon Rondo. They'll probably bring back JaVale McGee. And those three could and have a really good chance, and would have a really good chance of winning the title. I think the experts, though, the so-called experts, are dismissing a lot of other things. And we as fans, I think, by the time the season ends, if the three of those players are together, load management is going to be really a phrase we're going to get tired of hearing. Because if you can pencil in Kawhi for 65, that's 17 games missed. You're probably going to know Anthony Davis only played 75 games a year when perfectly healthy. So you know they're going to get him down to about 70. And then LeBron is probably going to be around that 75 mark as well. 70 to 75 mark, providing no one gets hurt. And as I said yesterday, that means they're probably going to run about 60 games together, of which they'll probably win about 50 of them. So here's my point. At what point does load management get old and tired for the fans? And at what point is there something that's going to be regulated about that? And I said this yesterday when I had the great Ed Smith on, and I keep going back to this. And if I ask players, if I don't ask players anything upcoming the next time I'm covering anything basketball, shoot around, whatever, I'm going to ask that question. And I really want someone to explain to me from a player's point of view if the travel is better, if the dieting is better, if the accommodations are better, if the equipment is better, if everything is better, how is it that you can't play 82 games? Tired for the playoffs. And I know people say stuff, well, they didn't play in the summer. Yeah, they really did. Growing up in Chicago, I remember the Abe Saperstein Foundation had a summer league, a pro summer league, and Isaiah Thomas and Eddie Johnson and Mark McGuire and all these guys played in that summer league. I don't understand the difference. And I guess it goes back around to me with everything else. How is it Bruce Sutter could come in and pitch the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning? How is it Lee Smith can come in and pitch the 8th and 9th inning? How is it Raleigh Fingers can come in and pitch the 7th, 8th, 9th inning? How is it that a starting pitcher can throw a crap load of pitches? How is it Nolan Ryan could throw a crap load of pitches? Gibson, Guidry, all these guys can just pitch and throw. But now if a guy gets to 80 pitches, we got to yank him out the game. I just don't get it. And those are things that I'm going to look to ask, not just basketball players, but baseball players and a whole bunch of other guys. I really want to know, and I really want to find out, and I really want to get it on sound so I can come back and play it for you guys, to my listeners here on the Cave Show, because I really don't understand it. And I'm not being facetious. I'm not being funny. I'm not being old man, get off my lawn. I'm really honestly confused. And when I ask older players, they say they don't know why. So I think it's unfair to the younger players that I'm not asking them why is this something that they either do, they're not allowed to do. So we'll find out. Anyway, it is 4th of July weekend. Get out there, have fun, be safe. Make sure you are following us on the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at the Sports Cave, Caves with a K, sportscave.com, Caves with a K. Make sure you are definitely checking us out. You can get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Tomorrow and Friday, best of shows. We are back Monday. Do this thing all over again. I appreciate your time. Like I said, be safe. Have a good 4th. And I look forward to talking to you on Monday. Until then, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, enjoy.